Good afternoon. An increasing southerly wind flow continues to pump in unseasonably warm and humid air for the first day of autumn across interior New York and New England. Despite fading sunshine this afternoon, temperatures will still climb into the middle and even some upper 80s for afternoon highs. A cold front will also approach from the west, supported by upper-level energy pivoting through the Great Lakes. The combination of these two features will act on the warm and humid environment to generate scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be on the stronger side. A few storms could contain heavier downpours, frequent lightning, and some damaging wind gusts. The front will continue to make progress through the region after dark tonight, with a continuation of the showers and potential thunderstorms until it passes by. Behind the front, while it will remain mostly cloudy with the chance of showers late tonight, will start a drying trend towards sunrise tomorrow. Overnight lows will be back into the 50s region-wide. The energy associated with this system will continue to pivot through the region during the day on Tuesday, so we'll have more in the way of in-and-out sunshine and plenty of cloudy periods with the risk of a few passing showers, especially over the higher terrain. It'll be much cooler and more autumn-like for the day on Tuesday, with highs staying in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the day on Wednesday, keeping it mostly sunny with highs bouncing back into the lower 70s, and readings will bounce into the mid-70s with a chance of a shower on Thursday with the next weak front pivoting off to our north. This will leave us with more dry weather, with sunshine giving way to some clouds on Friday, highs in the lower to mid-70s, and after the risk of a few showers on Friday night and early Saturday morning, it looks dry for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the combination of an approaching cold front and moisture associated with what was Tropical Depression Lorena in the Gulf of California will lead to the possibility of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding across parts of Arizona today and tomorrow. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, with frequent lightning, strong winds, and damaging hail be the main threats. A slight risk of excessive rainfall has also been issued over roughly the same area, where around an inch of rain could fall by tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry continues to slowly move north-northwest over the western Atlantic Ocean. A turn toward the north is expected today, followed by a turn toward the north-northeast tomorrow, then northeast on Wednesday. On the forecast track, the center of Jerry is expected to pass near Bermuda by Tuesday night. And Tropical Storm Karen is moving north-northwest across the easternmost Caribbean Sea. A turn toward the northwest is forecast today, followed by a turn toward the north tomorrow. On this forecast track, the center of Karen will continue to move away from the Windward Islands today and then pass near or even over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands tomorrow as a tropical storm. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1895, and the record low, 32, in 1963, 1955, and 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:51 p.m., 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More scattered showers and possible thunder tonight in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and highs in the mid 80s. More scattered showers and possible thunder tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More scattered showers and thunder tonight in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-50s. Region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny, just the risk of a passing shower in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly sunny Wednesday in the lower to mid-70s. The chance of a shower Thursday in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny Friday in the lower to mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend, highs both days in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.